It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Are you all prepared for Turkey Day?
No.
No.
but I did. I have two Thanksgiving meals to prepare.
Okay.
I have one this weekend and one the following, both sets of families.
Yeah.
And I did note that the butter was in short supply last night, which made me a little panicked, just letting everybody know. I would, if you need unsalted butter, go ahead and grab it from Kroger.
All right.
If you need to.
Okay.
It's not a sponsored ad.
Yeah. No. So what I'm going to do is I usually name the podcast something, like funny.
Yeah.
From a short takeaway or something that somebody said. Mm-hmm. So today's episode will be called "The Butter Is in Short Supply."
Only the unsalted.
It's unsalted. There is plenty of salted.
Only the unsalted butter.
Send people into a dizzy.
So the Cool Whip and the butter and the pie crust I grabbed last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in preparation, because those
all
are the items
that you can store this far
in
advance.
Yes.
All right. So. Well, we're going to be out of town, so we don't have to cook. However, Tab, and here, let me get her sound effect. Tab, she ordered a Fresh Market meal.
Not
a commercial, but she ordered the Fresh Market meal. Her dad is going to pick it up for us and then bring it to our place and load up our refrigerator so when we get home, we can also do a Thanksgiving meal.
That's sweet.
I know. The That's Wednesday wonderful. Night pickup is on my calendar for Fresh Market. I too ordered that same meal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
I love to cook, but man, if you can make it a little bit easier on that day. Anyway, but we digress. Other things you can do for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good. That was a really good segue.
Thank you. I strive occasionally, sometimes. Megan brings us a guest each and every Tuesday. Who did you bring for our audio listeners?
Yes, I'm thrilled to have Keely and Paige here from Humankind, and they're here to talk about the turkey trot happening on Thanksgiving morning.
This is fantastic. This is a Lynchburg tradition. How many years now has this been?
This is 37.
Yeah, 37.
Good Lord.
1988 is when Turkey Trot was founded by Don Lucy, which was a alum of the former Presbyterian home.
Okay. And then each and every year, it's grown and grown and grown. What have your goals been for this particular race? How many racers?
So we cap at 4,000.
Okay.
And so last year, we were at 3,950.
Yeah.
So close.
Wow.
And of course, it rained that day. So knowing that it rained, I think we could have gotten there.
Yeah,
absolutely. But people see the weather coming and they kind of hold back and wait and then don't sign up. So this year we're still planning for 4,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. And we have a little bit of space left. So
I
encourage all the listeners to register as soon as you can to make sure that you guarantee your spot. We had, people who didn't quite make the time last time and then really were upset that they couldn't participate. So please make sure you register up to the day before.
Yeah, in advance.
Yeah.
And your run sign up page is not affected by the Cloudflare shenanigans this morning.
Yes.
So and I've got that posted up on our page and we'll link everything. So, you can find it, you can register. What are you guys doing today? This is whirlwind time for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're
Absolutely.
A busy time. From here on out, we're packed. And today, speaking of packed, we are packing our race bags.
Okay.
That was
so
beautiful.
Yeah, I know, right? We're all about transitions here today, Mike. We're all about transitions, and today we are packing, stuffing race bags.
Yes.
And so it is quite the operation. Our presenting sponsor, Scott Insurance, hosts us at one of their meeting spaces, and we have volunteers come in from all over Lynchburg and the Lynchburg region to come and stuff our 4,000 race bags for race participants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of volunteers, do you still need volunteers leading up to it and race day?
Always.
Yeah. Yes, please. Absolutely. We will gladly take. We have our first packet pickup this Friday, the 21st.
Okay.
We also have our second drive-through packet pickup, which does take place on our Humankind campus. That is Wednesday, the 26th, and also race day, which is Thanksgiving morning, the 27th. We will gladly take folks.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we can still sign up on race day.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, pending any technology, technological downfalls, right?
Yeah.
That Megan's experiencing today, but yes.
Yes. Let's pray to the gods of Cloudflare that doesn't knock us out for race day. Well, it's Thanksgiving Day. What time does it step off?
8 a.m.
This is a great way for you to, you know, have your family, have your friends get together before the big turkey day meal.
Yes.
And then and it's a nice preparation too, because then that way, you know, you don't have to feel guilty for how much gravy you have.
You know, your mindset.
You don't have to feel guilty about it.
I say all the time that, you know, you have time to come down. Mm-hmm. We're asking the Lynchburg community to do good before they gobble this year. Yeah. That's what we're asking, right? Do you want to do good for our community before you gobble? And, you know, just to tell you the why is very important to us at Humankind.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a super fun race day. People come in inflatable costumes. We have the Pillsbury Doughboy running.
Nice.
We have pilgrims who run. We have kids who dress as pumpkin pie slices. you know, there's so much fun to be had. This is a multi-generational holiday experience, mm-hmm. right? We do have runners that are very serious, and they take it serious. And we line those runners up first, and we let them go.
Yeah.
The rest of us normal people, right? We love our runners, but the rest of us can walk or even wobble. And
all right,
that
so
means,
we're not going to put an inflatable dinosaur right in front of, you
right
know, like Daryl or somebody.
No. Do you know that Daryl's not coming this year?
He's
for
not.
The first time.
Oh, no.
Daryl moved. I don't know if you know, but Daryl moved.
No, we didn't know that.
Yeah, Daryl moved to South Carolina, and Daryl will not be there. And he texts me almost every other day for race updates. And so I just spent, last week, I guess, you know, 35 minutes on the phone with Daryl. I'm going to send him this interview now that you mentioned his name. We're going to miss him. This would have been his, he would have participated every single year. But he won't be there. But no, we would never line up, you know, no race director would ever line up an inflatable costume in front of Daryl Wargo.
All right. So the share page is up.
Oh, yay.
Oh,
wonderful.
And let me find.
Yeah, just search Turkey Trot or Humankind.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've featured a number of volunteer opportunities for packet pickup volunteering or race day help, and really gotten some great responsiveness from high school students on that. So we've seen some folks be interested in signing up for that and getting some community service hours. So
good.
There's quite a bit of volunteer opportunities that you can find here. I'm just going to search this one right now and bring it up on screen. Stop sharing, but then share this one. There we go. So plenty of race day opportunities, plenty of pregame opportunities for you to volunteer. And you can find that if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just search Lynchburg Turkey Trot and everything comes up.
Yeah.
Literally, there's all the links and all the things. And you can also go to their run sign up page as well. So just search that. And if they go to your website, they can find
Absolutely.
Okay. And if you could return to the why, because I think you got off on that. What does this provide for the community?
Yeah. So Humankind, as I think you well know, we really do strive to help those that are experiencing poverty. And so we are looking for long-term stability. And Humankind has 4 programs in 6 locations across the state. Mm-hmm. So we are a statewide nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And we service a blanket area across the state. And so, you know, when you participate, when you do good before you gobble, on Thanksgiving Day at the Turkey Trot, you are providing funding to our 4 programs across the state.
Mm-hmm.
We will always, you know, our home is in Lynchburg. That's where we started, you know, 120 years ago as an orphanage. We have morphed over time to meet the community's needs. And that is, you know, we've found that long-term stability is better when we focus on approaching poverty in 4 different areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who needs one program would benefit from the others. And we can approach that 4 different ways to really make lasting change for a family that's experiencing poverty.
Absolutely.
So that's the why. And it's super important to us. Yeah,
absolutely.
And as it should be. That's just tremendous work.
Yeah,
all right. So you and now it's down again. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a brief.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we were able to show some images, and then now it's down again.
Okay. So. Well, humankind.org/turkeytrot. You can go there and find our volunteer opportunities, because we don't want to miss an opportunity for somebody to give in that way.
Absolutely.
As well,
yeah.
You know?
And again, you can sign up on race day, and we'll link that up as well. And get in soon, because you don't want to miss out.
Don't want to miss out.
Yeah,
we do have a cap, 4,000, so please do.
And you're getting there rather quickly.
We are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's just say that. As of this moment that we're recording, you're getting there very, very, very quickly.
Rather quickly. I like it. Yeah, rather quickly.
All right.
We'll say that the rest of the day.
Okay.
And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is the gratitude sponsor this year for the race, so we're excited to have a presence at the race day, and you can stop by and fill out a banner. And the banner, the final thing it says is, what did we write on the... What are we thankful for?
It was, why do you run for good before you gobble?
Yeah.
Or I believe is what we have on it for gratitude.
I was trying to remember. So you can stop by and fill out the banner and say why you're there. What are you grateful for? What are you there for? And we are going to be giving away neck gaiters that say our logo here for good. So the first 100 folks who come out to... fill out the sign can grab that and chat with us. So I'm excited we'll have a presence at the start this year.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I love swag. So.
Well, funny you should mention.
You're in luck.
Funny.
We brought a swag bag.
I love swag bags. Let's see what the Turkey Trotters are going
to
get.
Well, in our last interview, you were so interested in our swag, and we were able to reveal our 2025 stocking cap.
Love the hat.
Love it.
That is sponsored by the Lynchburg Economic and Tourism Office.
Okay.
So you will get the first 500 people got that for free. So the first 500 registrants.
Model it.
That is sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here to model. I'm so sorry, audio listeners, that you cannot see the wonderfulness that's happening.
Well, you can.
It's very cozy.
If you go over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, you'll be able to see this.
And you don't want to miss it.
No.
We are also modeling, and I'll point to page, our 2025 race shirt. So this is what you get as part of every registration.
Mm-hmm.
We are known. I am so, like, the Lynchburg community loves our shirts. You will see our shirts from years before.
Like,
I was at the grocery store the other day and I saw a 2018 shirt walking down the frozen food section. Probably trying to find a
turkey.
Pie crust or something. I don't know.
Or unsalted butter.
Unsalted butter. I know she was in the wrong section. I should have redirected her. So this is the shirt that every registration gets for free as part of their race. So you're not only donating, it is a fundraiser, right?
Yeah.
A fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But you also get some swag, and people love our shirts. They're super soft.
So cozy.
And so thin. And I think that's the attractive piece.
You know,
we ask people, you know, we have people that register just to get the shirts. They don't actually participate. and people tell me this. I just registered to get the shirts. Can we buy the shirts separate? And
it's true.
Well, no, not until the next year. You can buy a last year's shirt.
Okay.
For $5. So if you're interested, the 2024 shirts are on sale in the store for $5.
Gotcha.
If you want to pick those up. This is our volunteer shirt. So every volunteer that signs up.
Nice.
Gets a volunteer shirt.
Again, another great shirt.
And those are sponsored by GLAAD, which is out in Amherst. So we're so appreciative of GLAAD to jump on as our volunteer sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
We have our decal. So decals are another thing. People collect these decals. Mm. It's amazing to me when I see people and they have them lined up, the years that they participated. So we thought we just have to keep the decal because apparently it's a thing, right?
Yes.
Is it like a clear?
Yeah,
like
you peel it off and stick it on. Uh-huh. And every year the design is different. It kind of mirrors the race, you know, the shirt design.
Yeah.
And so it, you know, has the year on it.
It's cool.
And then...
But wait, there's more.
Oh, wait, there's more. And we have this 2025 medal reveal. So every finisher will receive a medal.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, that is sponsored by CMA's Lynchburg Dealerships.
Nice.
And so we're so happy to partner with them as well.
It's true.
Beautiful.
Not to also forget the lovely bag that you received this year.
Mm.
Not only doubles as a wonderful insulated grocery tote, but obviously you'll get all of your wonderful race items. Your bib and everything will be found in your bag when you pick up or have it shipped to you. And we're super grateful for Scott Insurance, our presenting sponsor, for assisting with those bags for us.
Anything else in there?
I mean, what else would you
turkey?
Is there a turkey in there?
Is there a unsalted butter in there?
Maybe.
That would be the real winner.
Stuffing, mashy taters. No, this is great. I love the swag. You guys just always go above and beyond. That cap itself is just it's worth That's worth the registration alone.
They sell out every year. So we have very few of those. Actually, I don't even know that we have. Well, we do have a few because I was just in the stock room this morning. Mm-hmm. We do have a few of last year's left, and they're also in the store for purchase.
Sure.
And people are buying them up from last year because I actually had a person email yesterday that said, I lost my race shirt from 2024. Do you have any extras? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, do we. What size? Because we might not have your size, but we do have some shirts left. And so it's interesting. Yeah.
Really cool.
We love that people love our stuff.
It's true.
You know, it makes us happy to be able to provide that stuff again.
It is the Lynchburg Turkey Trot, and you can register. We'll link up the registration, but I suggest that you get that done soon.
Yeah, please do.
Because they're more than likely to sell out.
Yep.
How about we couch it that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanksgiving morning, a great way to spend the morning with your family and do good for our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Speaking of doing good.
Wow, we are all about the segues today, aren't we?
Yeah, we're also giving good over at Share Greater Lynchburg, mm-hmm. and we're featuring those who are giving good this season and all throughout the year with our Give Good campaign. We have purple hats that we've distributed 500 over the last few years, and we have more that have arrived, and we're ready to distribute the next 100 this year. And Mike and I will be down at the market this Saturday morning, just catching people and talking about why do you give good in this community. We'll have a few speakers lined up to come and talk about, you know, just give little segments on why they give good. And this is an opportunity to celebrate those unsung heroes in our community who are giving back in so many ways. So we've asked our nonprofit leaders, we have 202 nonprofits on Share Greater Lynchburg. We've asked them to highlight and spotlight the folks who are giving back and giving good. And you can self-nominate as well. We've have relationships with some of the colleges and the high schools, and just celebrating why our youth are getting out there and getting involved. So all that's rolling out as we march towards Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd this year. We're going to kick off the morning at the Flower District with some coffee and pastries to fuel up for Giving Tuesday, and we'll have the WSET crew out there to talk to our nonprofit leaders about why we give back and what's the importance of nonprofits in our community and why do we gather. So I'm excited about that. But you can just see more about that on our website and our social media, and contact us if you want to nominate somebody or self-nominate for the Give Good program.
Absolutely.
And you can have two hats.
Look at this. You get a hat with Turkey Trot, you get a hat with Share Greater Lynchburg.
Yep. There's no danger of being cold this season.
No, right. No. Very cozy. At least the top of your head. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. It's back up again. And that's not due to them. It's Cloudflare.
Right.
Share Greater Lynchburg features 202 nonprofit organizations where you can learn about opportunities to volunteer. You can learn about events if you're part of a nonprofit that will help you do a better job as a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And you can even shop for these nonprofit organizations right from the Share platform. It's sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you're part of a nonprofit and you're not on the Share platform, what the heck? I mean, it's free. This is where a lot of folks are going to learn about our area's nonprofit organizations in kind of a one-stop shop. And they can plug in keywords and boom, it gives you a list of things that you need to know.
Yeah, and you can filter by geography. So if you're in Bedford and you just want to see the Bedford nonprofits, will pop up. If you want to, if you have a 13 to 17 year old who wants to do some community service for a local club, you can filter by age. You can filter by good for families or good for groups. Mm. If your family's looking to give back this holiday season as a family, you can say what's great for families. So there's a lot of input that goes into each opportunity for volunteerism so that it's better more searchable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Engaging tool that's hyper-local. So we look forward to seeing. I'm seeing a ton of activity coming through right now.
Nice.
I think people are really wanting to help. And, you know, with food insecurity at an all-time high, we have 45 different nonprofits that are featured that help with food insecurity. So you don't have to just think of the top five. You can think of, you know, many of the small pantries that are run by faith communities are, you know, listed and things like that. So that maybe you can find those less trafficked places to help donate food.
Sure.
Yeah. Love them.
Mm-hmm. How are things going with the foundation?
Oh, great. Great. We're just kind of in that. We just wrapped up a bunch of open grant applications, and we'll have our board meeting on December 9th and vote on where about $1 million is distributed. Yeah. So that's coming up in the next few weeks, and we'll have a press release out on all the organizations that'll benefit. We did just finish our annual report. It's in mailboxes this week, and we had record giving last year, record contribution or distributions out, $2.7 million out in the community to 253 different nonprofits. So
tremendous.
People are continuing to pour into the foundation for a legacy and for, we say we're here for good because it's here forever. And it's a great way to give back and know that your dollars will carry on for a lifetime. Yeah. So people are realizing that and seeing that, and more donors are getting involved. So we're excited about that.
It's tremendous.
I'm always impressed with, you know, the Lynchburg community. They are most philanthropic community I think I've ever seen. How they give to the organizations, how they give of their time and their talent and their funding. I mean, I know we could not put on the Lynchburg Turkey Trot without the Lynchburg community's participation. I mean, they really get behind this and make it their own. And that's why we've become so successful. I mean, I think, you know, there are accolades that we could share. You know, we are ranked number three in the state for Turkey Trot participation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's only behind Arlington and Alexandria. So if you, you know, think of that.
Yeah.
That's incredible that the tiny town of Lynchburg or city of Lynchburg, right, is ranked number three in the state.
Yeah.
It's because of this community. It's not necessarily because of what Paige and I do. It's because this community is philanthropic. And
it is.
Feel
it's a culture.
The desire to participate and give and do better for their neighbors.
Yes.
We're so thankful for this community.
That surprised me when I first moved here in 2011.
I agree.
I went, what? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I came from the Northeast.
Oh, no, me too. I'm from outside Philly. And when I came here, you know, it took me a little bit to catch on. But I thought, my goodness, like this is really a special place.
It really is.
Yeah.
You can learn more about the Lynchburg, Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org and learn about all the things that they do as well and get involved with that. Folks, thank you so much for
taking
time this morning. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to Lynchburg Turkey Trot. We'll link everything up at the Mike Show VA and sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.